Oh, gentle 1960s start to this week's Real Music Club radio show. That was the Sandpipers, I think probably from 1967 or somewhere around there. That's when they were around, at least. I haven't got a date for it. But good afternoon. This is the Real Music Club radio show. This is Brighton Hove Community Radio. And I'm going to start off with a little bit from the Smoke Fairies. I discovered this band purely by accident. I've dug out an album of theirs, which came out earlier on this year. And I think this is rather good. This is called Hope is Religion.
You never tell. Bring them here, we'll make them real. Your darkness is what makes you shine. Stay in shadows by design.
Smoke Fairies there from their album Smoke Fairies, which came out this year sometime, I think earlier on this year. It's a great album. It's got a lot of atmospheric stuff to it, and the vocals are really good. Know very little about the Smoke Fairies. I may play a little bit more later on in the month. I might try and find some more out about them, actually, because I'm quite impressed. So there you go. These things kind of slide past you sometimes. You don't notice they're happening. We had a great Real Music Club gig on Saturday night. If you weren't there, then you weren't there. All three bands were really excellent. We were very, very impressed. We will be having them all back at some point. Heavy Lamb, I think it was one of their first or second gigs. No, it wasn't their first gig because they played the week before. But anyway, it was one of their early gigs. And they were particularly angular and proggy about the way they did things, which I like personally. But Proud Marys came on, who did some excellent harmonies and some great playing. And the evening was topped off by Clowns, who were absolutely superb. I've never seen them before, but I will certainly go and see them again. And I'm sure at some point next year we'll have them back on. They've got an album coming out soon, and they promised to give me a copy or give me some tracks from it, at least to play on here. So we'll look forward to that as well. In the meantime, some time ago I played a track from the Jeff Tweedy album, which actually came out last week. And this is another track from it. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from it because there's a little tiny one which I definitely want to play a bit later on. But this one is called Diamond Light Part 1.
Where the middle cares, try
Jeff Tweedy there, and the album's called Sukare. And it's a bit of an odd thing, really. It's a double CD, about 17 tracks on it. Some wildly different stuff, some very gentle acoustic stuff, some of this kind of trademark weirdness that he puts on with Wilco. None of it's as kind of forward as Wilco usually is, and as produced as Wilco is. And it's both mostly Jeff Tweedy playing guitars and keyboards and singing, with his son Spencer playing drums all the way through. I don't know how old his son is, but seems to be making quite a fist of doing that, so good luck to him. It's quite a good album, and as I said, I'll play another track a bit later on. Now, during the evening on Saturday, when I was milling around with the various people that were there talking about bits and pieces, we had a bit of a nod back to the 60s, which is why I started off with the Sandpipers, and we were talking about some of the tracks that we'd listened to back in the 60s and the people we'd listened to back then, and one thing sprang to mind, which I'm not sure if I've ever played on here before. I might have done, but one of the things that twisted me out of my normal listening patterns was a track by the Yardbirds from I can tell you exactly from when it was. It was 1966, and they'd just been over to America. Just on a tour of America, and wound up on the West Coast with some of the emerging hippie bands of that era. And they came up with this. This track actually was the first time that Jimmy Page played with them, and he originally joined playing bass of all things. But on this track, he's playing lead guitar with Jeff Beck and where are we here? Paul Samuel Smith, that's it, on bass. So there you go. I wrote it all down, then I couldn't find it again. Okay, this is happening 10 years' time ago. That was released as a single slightly before Hippiedom really started to take off as a kind of style, I suppose, before it hit the mainstream. Didn't really do an awful lot, I don't think, but it was one of the things that made me start listening to some very odd music completely. I mean, I think I bought that in the same week that I... Might have been the same week that I got the very first Frank Zappa album. So those things together were decidedly odd. So there you go. The Yardbirds, 1966. Now, something else that I found this week was a singer called Letitia Sadia. I think I pronounced that correctly. I was getting pulled up for my pronunciation earlier on this week, but I'll come to that later on. Letitia Sadia, anyway, who sings for Stereolab. And she's just pulled out a new album as well, which is called Something Shines. And this track here has got some very, very interesting lyrics, if you can pick them out. Have a listen. It's called Obscuridad.
They are a class, they are at war, are determined to win. Their plan is to transfer our wealth to under their sinister wing. We're not discerning of this tyranny. It's no crisis, it is
short and sweet, Obscuridad there. The album's called Something Shines, and it's part in French and part in English. Bits of it lapse into kind of elevator music-ish area, and then it goes suddenly into lots of electronics and bits and pieces, and at times sounds like a kind of a female version of a Robert Wyatt. Very interesting, and she's obviously a very left-wing person. I don't know much about her. Again, I should do my research before I come on here, really, shouldn't I? Anyway, it's a good album, well worth listening to. So coming up at the Real Music Club, what do we have next after last Saturday's little extravaganza? Well, coming up on the 26th of October, we have Crayola Lectern. We've been trying to get Crayola Lectern along to play for us for some time, and it hasn't quite worked out every time, usually because one of the other members haven't been available or we haven't had the right venue. But this is going to be at the Brunswick, 26th of October. Crayola Lectern, supported by Jeanette Murphy, a singer-songwriter of some ability, who did a bit of singing with Paradise Nine in the past, but has been playing around London quite a lot. I think this is probably the album launch down in Brighton for her new album, so hopefully that'll be out, and I will have some tracks, I think, probably next week to play of that, and also from Bella Cardassis, who's an acoustic guitarist with a quite an unusual style. So hopefully I'll have tracks from both of those to play, but in the meantime, here's a little instrumental bit of Crayola Lectern. Thank you. Crayola Lectern, from the album The Fall and Rise of Crayola Lectern. And there's vocals on this as well. I have played a lot of Crayola Lectern in the past. I think I've probably played most of the album. But I'll be playing a bit more. And they're an intriguing band to watch live. And last time they played at the Brunswick, they had quite a lot of moving, flashing, gyrating, psychedelic lights. So that should be quite good if they bring all that down with them again this time. If not, I'm sure that Cliff, one of the members of the Real Music Club Committee, will do the honours and bring his ones down. But yeah, it should be a good evening. So that's the 26th of October. Put that in your diaries, people. We're going to move on for another little bit of interesting stuff. This is something completely different. This is another bit of Jeff Tweedy. This is a very short track called Please Don't Let Me Be So Understood. Said it was short. I wonder if that was written by his son, because it sounds a bit kind of teenage angsty, doesn't it, really? I don't want to grow up. But maybe he doesn't want to grow up. Who knows? Who knows? It's Jeff Tweedy. Anyway, it's from the Sukarei album, which, as I mentioned before, came out last week. And worth checking out. It's idiosyncratic, as most of his stuff always is, but there is stuff on there that's quite amazing in some ways. Going from that onto something which is completely different. This is Thumper Monkey from the We Bake Our Bread Beneath Her Holy Fire. Lots of pauses today. Don't know why that is.
Yeah.
That's abyssopelagic, which basically means a very, very dark, deep places under the sea. From the Thumper Monkey album, We Bake Our Bread Beneath Her Holy Fire, which came out in 2009. It was the first Thumper Monkey album I ever came across. At the time, they were called Thumper Monkey Lives, but they seem to have dropped the lives now. So there you go. Thumper Monkey, well worth going to see. They're a great live band. Really, really, really good live band. I saw them down here in Brighton sometime last year, and I was hoping to be able to try and drag them down to the Real Music Club at some point. So I'll try and do that at some point next year. Good band, anyway. Moving on, I'll talk to you about what's going to be happening towards the end of this year, or the end of the year as far as the Real Music Club's concerned, because we always take December and usually January off in order to kind of recharge ourselves from doing these shows all year. But we do have another Judge Trev Memorial Night. This is going to be happening at the Brunswick, and tickets for that are on sale now, either from Resident Records in the Lanes or from the Brunswick itself or from We Got Tickets. Either of those three places will do. And they'll get you tickets for the Inner City Unit. This is going to be a whole day show. The evening show is Inner City Unit, Paradise 9 and Double. They'll be doing the show from 7.30 when the doors open through till 11 o'clock. But in the afternoon, we have a kind of an acoustic session. We have Kevin Trev, who are going to be playing a lot of the Judge Trev songs with probably some guests. The guitarist from Litmus may be joining them. And depending on what time it all happens and what time Dino gets his plane down from Italy, they may also join them on some of the songs. So that might be quite an interesting afternoon. We're going to have Slim Tim Slide, Jackie Windmill, Blood Stereo and Dirty Scavenger. I see more pauses. I don't know where these pauses come from. I must have a pocket full of them somewhere. But anyway, so that's all going to be happening in November on the 22nd of November. Sorry, I've been to the eye hospital today and it's they put some drops in my eyes which have dilated them a little bit. It makes reading rather difficult. So especially in print, the smallest I printed it out to bring with me here, which was FlySpec 6, I believe they call that font. I've got to move on to something else. This is a band called, I think he's a solo artist rather than a band, called Hiss Golden Messenger. And it's a track from an album called The Lateness of Dancers, and it is in fact The Lateness of Dancers.
Yeah, one morning, yeah, the sun will shine. To mark the day I buried my soul, yeah, one morning. All the world was in motion. With the sweet lateness of dances, yes, I'm learning now. Yes, I'm learning. Yeah, one morning, all like a beggar I went roving. With no clear sense of direction, and no corn in my car, and no corn. Yes, we love you broke me. Yes, we love. One morning, Yes, I came to the mountain. There was a sign on every door. Oh, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now. We are love. Yes, we are love.
The Lateness of Dancers from the His Golden Messenger album, called The Lateness of Dancers, funnily enough. A lot of this sounds a bit Dylan-ish and a bit derivative, but there's some interesting songs on it, so I'll give it a few more weeks before I make a decision. Also, something I mentioned some time ago is that there is a new album coming out, I think at the beginning of October, by Scott Walker, who's been I'm a long-time fan of Scott Walker's, and he's got weirder and weirder as he's got older. And he's made an album with Sun O. I don't know quite how you pronounce the three extra brackets that come after the O, but there you go. He's made this album with Sun O, and that's going to be out in October. And here is a very, very short extract from that album. The album's called Soused. I don't know what this track is called. I kind of picked this up from his website. Interesting stuff.
Keep moving on, keep moving on, keep moving on, keep moving on. Custodiant migremus, custodiant migremus, custodiant migremus. Custodiant migrans. Rarus dolo, bump of leaking, inquietum dolo, bump of leaking, pecatrica dolo, bump of leaking, bump of leaking, bump of leaking. What is not heard? Shout the moonlight. Leave us night, night. Bump the beacon. Bump the beacon. Bump the beacon.
Walker and Sun O from the Soused album that's about to come out. And that is, I'm sure, just a small part of one of the tracks. I doubt whether it's the whole track. I'm looking forward to hearing this album. I'm sure I'll be playing it on here, so keep your ears peeled, as they say. It should be your eyes peeled, but hey, I'd like to mix a metaphor if I can. We're coming towards the end again, it would seem. So these things go really rapidly. While I was at the Real Music Club on Saturday, chatting to a few people here and there. I was talking to someone about Jimi Hendrix, who died but 1970, about, well, last week, in 1970, which would have been, what, 44 years ago. We were discussing the fact that so many people these days never ever managed to see him play live. And we also got round to talking about the Soft Machine, and he was a big fan of the Soft Machines, and he kind of took them under his wing when he was becoming famous. He began to take the Soft Machine out on tour with him and to do all that sort of stuff. And the conversation was kind of this big kind of circular conversation, which came back to various bits and pieces. And we got talking about Gurdjieff and about Kevin Ayers, and I decided I'd play this track. This is something which, again, comes from the early days of hippiedom, when I first started listening to odd music as opposed to kind of ordinary music, and discovered a whole new world of strangeness out there. And I remember seeing the Soft Machine playing at one of the big all-nighters in London. I can't remember which one it was. I went to quite a few of them. It was either Christmas on Earth Continued or the 24-Hour Technicolor Dream or one of the others. But anyway, it was one of these great big all-nighters that went on. And I think Jimi Hendrix played on it as well. But this is a track Kevin Ayers inspired, of course, called We Did It Again. It ends rather abruptly, I will warn you.
Thank you.
I said, it does end rather abruptly, just because it lurches into the next track, of course, because that whole album is one long continuous track. It's from Soft Machine Volume 1. We did it again. And a sparsity of lyrics, I feel. I'm going to play this last track now. Don't forget to have a look at our website and check out what's going on. Sign up on our Facebook page and come along to the next Real Music Club gig, which is on the 26th of October at the Brunswick, featuring Crayola Electra, Jeanette Murphy and Bella Cardassis. This is especially for Neil, who pulled me up on my pronunciation of Astromini Domine last week when I said Astromini Domino, because I was thinking I'm having a pizza, maybe, I don't know, something along those lines. This is Set the Controls on the Heart of the Sun from the Yamagama album. This has been the Real Music Club radio show, and I've been Roy Weird, and this is Goodbye.
Thank you.